San Diego's talk radio leader, 760 KFMB presents It's Your Money and Your Life. For the next hour, Richard Muzio and Joe Vecchio will educate and inform you on matters related to your financial future, your life, and your leisure. Now, with It's Your Money and Your Life, here are Richard and Joe.
Welcome to It's Your Money and Your Life. We're coming at you with 50,000 watts of power. We're heard not just in San Diego County, but Orange County, LA County, up the coast of Seattle on a good night, down to Cabo, out to the desert. And if you download the app for 760 KFMB, you can hear us live there. And we also are on iTunes if you search the title of the show. And I typically introduce the co-host of the show, Richard Muzio, CPA extraordinaire at this time, but and family office guy, of course, serving high net worth families. But he is at a family obligation tonight at a graduation of a very close family friend. So it's just going to be myself and 12 other guests. So it's not going to be a... It's not going to be a marathon. It's going to be a sprint. So pay attention. But it's going to be a great show because we're at the magnificent 6th annual Barry Goodnight dinner. Anyway, let's start with BJ. Recently, there was we should talk about solar rain a little bit and what you do. Do you want to talk about that? I mean, you provide water.
Yeah. So what we did is I'm an organic farmer like Scott Murray, and you know, water is obviously an issue, and it has been for a long time, not just recently, even though now we're just talking about it, but it has been an issue for a long time. So had to come up with a way to make cleaner, better water in a more sustainable way, and what better place to look than the ocean. So that's what we do. We take ocean water. We basically mimic nature. We use solar thermal energy. We make clouds. We cool it down. We make rain, and that's it. We don't add anything to it. It just comes out the way Mother Nature, I think, intended for all of us to drink.
That's great. You're up in Escondido, correct?
Yeah, Valley Center.
Valley Center. Okay, so there's been some recent articles, including NPR Online, saying that desalination may be the answer to the California's water crisis. Do you think so?
Well, I think that there are different options. I think we can either all stop having sex and not increase the population of the planet anymore, or we can do desal.
I vote for desal.
Okay. Well, isn't there?
I'll have cake.
There's other preventive measures, aren't there?
So, yes, I think desal is certainly an option.
You're not going to run for president on that platform. I hope. Everyone, stop having sex. So, anyway.
So, yeah, I think it's obviously an option, and there's more than 16,000 desalination plants around the world. But the problem with the desal plants right now,
who knew that?
Is that, and it may take away from some of your future questions, but there's a potential problem with the brine that they put back into the ocean. So.
Well, the one in Carlsbad, we spent $1 billion on that. It puts out how many million?
50 million a day.
50 million, yeah.
And how much does it cost to run, though?
I think it's maybe billions of dollars. So the solar rain system, by the way, which is solar thermal, uses, I think our power bill at our plant is $140 a month.
Wow.
Of course, we don't produce, a million gallons a day, but the desal plants that are around the world are about 50% efficient. Mm-hmm. Our efficiency is about 83%. Mm-hmm. So a lot more efficient. So there are other ways to do it besides the RO systems that they have around the world.
I'm drinking your water right now. It's great out of these little nice blue bottles. Where is it available commercially? Or?
Yes, it's in San Diego, L.A., Southern California in general.
What stores?
Whole Foods, Jimbo's, Open People's Co-op, restaurants, hotels.
Great. And I think we wanted to talk about one other thing here. There's three main concerns with desalination: extraction and potential harm to marine life, excessive fossil fuel and cost in desalination, which you talked about, and then the harmful effect to the waste with the salty brine. Are all those going to be game breakers for that, or will they find ways around those?
I mean, I think that the extraction process is easily solved. You just got to drill diagonal under the sea level so you can extract through the sand, the bottom of the ocean floor. And I know they've been experimenting with that with a new plant that they're planning on doing up in Orange County. Mm-hmm. So I don't see that as a big problem. The energy is obviously something that right now they're burning fossil fuels, polluting the planet, creating global warming, doing it. Mm-hmm. Our process is way better using solar thermal, but I think people will eventually come around. Actually, if you listen to Jerry Brown last night on KPBS, it was an interesting comment he had, is that Well, you know, back 100 years ago in London, they had a lot of problems with horse apples in the streets because of all the carriages.
Yeah.
But guess what? Then we invented the car, and that problem went away. And I think that's kind of...
What is the logic there?
Exactly. It's
kind of like... How do you like them apples?
Exactly. So it's kind of like, oh, let's just wait and something better is going to come along. So, but that's why we have the problem right now.
Anyway, it looks like we're making some... I had no idea there were 16,000 desal plants. And I know Israel and the Middle East, they're pretty water secure, a lot of countries.
They
have to make the investment because the source is so limited.